Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Hello, Rachel. I've been scammed out of $59, and I want a full refund, please.
All right, sir. So that I can further assist, I need to get some information pulled up. If I could please have your zip code.
03049.
Okay, 03049 is the zip code, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please. And if you'd also please provide your first and last name.
John Robson, R-O-B-S-O-N.
All right, thank you, Mr. Robson. In one moment while I access your account. All right, and for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
40 Forest View Drive, Hollis, New Hampshire, 03049.
All right, thank you. And if you'd also please verify your email address.
johnsprobson@gmail.com.
All right, thank you. And please verify your phone number.
My phone number. I don't know which one you've got. 603-465-3871.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. So I've gotten an account located that is showing your name, your address, as well as the email and the phone number. System shows a canceled account for the Bytes Hub app. And with the Bytes Hub app, it shows that there was a transaction that was done April 21st, where there was a survey that was completed, contest was entered. Shows a Dyson vacuum was offered on the website either for purchase or for winning. We assist only with what's in the terms and conditions. The $59.89 that was billed was for the, or is for the Bytes Hub app. It was.
I don't want this app. It was a scam. I was totally scammed. I want a full refund.
To confirm, the subscription is already canceled. The previous representative did make sure that that was canceled for you, so that there would not be a monthly charge.
Good.
Now, based on when it shows the transaction was done, let's see, that was the 21st. Excuse me, just one moment, please. Get back over to you. Let's see. 21st was 21st of April. And that's all right. So that was about, what, a little bit over 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
At this point, we're able to refund 50% of what it shows that you were billed.
No, I want a full refund. I'm sorry. The reason it's taken me 2 weeks is because I was in England, I caught COVID, and I couldn't get home. And it's taken me 3 days to find a telephone number to call you anyway.
Okay, sir, did you ask anyone in your home, or do you remember doing the survey?
Yes, I do.
Remember the? Okay. All right, we do not assist with the survey or the item that was offered to you. We just assist with what was in the terms and conditions. But based on that information, we can refund you 50% of what it shows you were billed 2 weeks ago.
I want 100% back. It was a total scam. It was a total scam. Are you happy working for a scamming company? They told me they were Home Depot.
We don't have anything to do, sir, with the surveys.
It doesn't matter. I want a full refund, please.
Okay, I can refund 50% of what it shows that you were billed.
I want a full refund. I want $59.89 back, please.
I'm able to refund 50% of what you were billed.
No, I want the whole amount. I'm sorry, I want the full amount.
Okay, sir, we're sorry too. We're a third-party call center, so we're able to refund 50% of what you were billed.
That's not good enough. Then I need to talk to somebody who can refund the full amount. I don't even know which company I'm talking to.
We're a call center. The company is Bytes Hub.
Is what?
Bytes Hub. That was what was in the terms and conditions. Did you review the terms and conditions?
Will you shut up and leave me? Just leave me alone, Lillian. Just leave me alone.
Okay, sir, allow me a moment to see if we're able to do anything further to assist. Since you're declaring that this was fraudulent, it's not fraudulent because you initiated the offer, so it is a misunderstanding about what you signed up with. Have you already reported that as being something fraudulent?
I've talked to the insurance, to the credit card company, yes.
Okay, so you reported it as a fraudulent charge. When did you do that?
This morning. Well, I locked my account as soon as I saw the charge, and I kind of called them this morning when I'm back in the States, and we talked about fraudulent charge.
Okay. All right, sir. Before the charge, we would review and provide them with the same information that we've just provided to you. If you would have a representative from your fraud department, call to confirm that either there's no dispute or that if there is one that's been initiated, that it'll be dropped and won't be any further action. We'll get you refunded in full for the $59.89.
So what do I have to do to get that?
Yes, sir. Just let the representative or let your bank or your fraud department know that you've contacted the merchant and we offered you the refund of $59.89.
Okay. All right.
And,
okay, I will call as soon as we finish speaking. I will call them back and tell them to stop the inquiry. And then when will I see this refund?
Yes, sir. That's fine that you'll tell them to stop the inquiry, but we need them to call us. We need them
to call you. Okay. Yes. What number do they need to call?
The same number that you just dialed, is that, or that they provided to you? We're a 24/7 call center. Once they confirm that there won't be any more actions with the dispute and it's being dropped, we'll refund you in full for the $59.89.
Okay. And what was the name of the company that this was going to?
It's Bites Hub.
B-I-T?
Yeah, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Huh. That's interesting. I mean, the charge was somebody called Fab Fit Lifestyle.
Yeah, that's the merchant name. That's the merchant name.
So the company name is Bites Hub, and they're doing business as Fab Fit Lifestyle.
Well, it is Bites Hub, and that's the merchant name probably. That's the way it's billed. But Bites Up is the company, and we're the 24/7 call center, and just need to reach out to us here, and also they should have you added on the line, and we'll get
all right.
Make sure you're refunded in full.
Thank you. And just to confirm, the number is 855-998-3078.
Okay, well, that's fine if that's the number that you have or that they provided to you, because if that's on your statement, then it rolls here.
No, it's not on my statement. I've just called the credit card company,
mm-hmm.
said we think we have a telephone number for these people, and that's for the telephone they have. But if you've got a different one, I need the different telephone number for these.
Okay, sir, you're going to reach the same call center, but I'll provide you with our line.
Yes, please.
The bank will have our number. They won't have a problem. But it's 877-646-2263.
877-646-2263.
That is correct.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You are welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. You can't.
Very interesting.
You don't want to be doing surveys on the phone.
Very interesting.
I know sometimes you like talking to people, but it's not.